This recording, Bangladesh 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Ferry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street, Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a police jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in a middle-class family in Chittagong. Actually, I live in a place which is nearby a river, Halda. We have 5 members. I have 2 brothers and 1 sister, and my father was a businessman, and my mother is a housewife. After a serious heart stroke, he had a heart surgery. Then he is unable to work. That's why now I am the only one earning person for my family. But I'm still a student, so I can't manage 2 things at once. That's why tuition is main earn source for me right now. Sometimes I face a lot of problems bearing my family expenses, my own expenses, my university fees. Sometimes I feel a lot of pressure, but in the same time I feel that I have to take responsibilities because this is my family, so I can't see them in a bad situation. That's why I always try my best to take responsibilities, and I always try to try my best to make my family happier than before. And I feel that they always feel happy and feel proud of me because they know that I am trying my best. And yeah, they always support me, and it gives me a strength. And but I think yeah, and I believe that in future I will get I'll be success in my life, and I will do something big in future. And as a dreamer, I hope I do my best for my family. That's all. Some Chittagonian dialects, not dialogues or sentences. Ammo ai bathayum. Tuara kenaso. Odi tu kenasos. Ai balasi. Ai bala nai. Ora tu kenasos. Atte gomnolar. Tu hundreds of the.